This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Aloha kia and happy Solomon Islands Pidgin Langus Week. Nemblo mi Airi Chow and mi happy Tomas for getting an opportunity for talk story today with him Simon Salupuka, Chief Noel Hatu and Dixon, one fellow crew member from Te Puke. Everyone here from the Waka Taumako Project, Solomon Islands, me bara happy Tomas. Welcome, lo Yufala, and thank you, Tomas, for joining community blo Mifala lo Dunedin for celebrating Solomon Islands Pidgin Langus Week. Firstly, me like for a little bit savvy about him, Yufala joining Mifala today on air. If you sa telling me, huna Yufala, and what is this project that you're working on?
Well, start off with me, Airi. Me, Dr. Simon Salupuka, me am executive director lo Wakawalo Association, and me now same me try for doing administrative work for supporting na this work lo reviving and safeguarding na voting culture blo pala lo Taumako.
Yeah, me Dixon, me I think certain crew blo Te Puke, especially blo Wakawalo Association.
Yeah, me now will have to. Paramount Chief Pro Delphi Island. And me name take me speed law arrival law Te Puke and Otonialo, law Marine, law Dea, law Front law, every big man law in the Pacific or the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Tomas, for joining me today for story a little bit. About a privilege, Blomina, for Karim this part time for talk story with him, Yufala. Dr. Simon, if you can tell us a little bit about what is this Waka Taumako project?
Well, Waka Taumako project is an organization that Mifala built a registrar. What Waka Taumako project initially it was a community project that was there is an agreement between an external researcher, Marian Mimi George. So 1996, where Ogota agreed now with the elders from Palolo home for reviving na and safeguarding na voyaging culture. As time goes along, me looking more same, it's time that people of Taumako need to own and lead the project. So by looking law or the document, me put on Waka Taumako project Solomon Island because I want to bring it from Hawaii, come on Solomon Island. Then and that one, Emna Wakawalo, the boys were, it's a tribal group. Lo Mifala lo Taumako, for building Te Puke, it's not a community. Emna one thing me like for making them straight, or people must have it. It's a tribal group that builds the Te Puke. And then you build him, you voyage him gonna, lo Santa Cruz or Reef Island, for you exchange him with them, red feather money, blo Santa Cruz, or Pig Pig. On number or one for a nut or fish, then you take them come back to home. You sell them na or what you animal Te Puke. So it's not a community project, which is wrong. Come out outside the tribe come with them from the issue with them people outside tribe come deal with them community and fail. We will not sell as far as come with them because. We do it as a tribal group. We have the owner. We value it. So that's why we are successful because we do it as a tribe consisting of Te Toha, Makapao, Leitu. We are combining this tribe to build that Waka and we are selling. So now you looking no media. I am a little bit people no understanding like how many group no lot of, but the whole concept of understanding now, it's a tribal. When you build him Te Puke, you know whole community not build him. It's a tribe. So that's what we are doing. But time if all are doing for come out presenting someone soul water message here. We bring it as a Taumako community, a Te Motu province, the Santa Cruz group, and even the whole Solomon Island for the people of Pacific, even to our side by the Pacific message for bring him coming for the whole world.
Yeah, so it's for me, Fala, we are no stay lo home this time. Hem bara special to us for looking lo media, what has been happening. And here in Dunedin, we have the privilege of screening this Te Puke documentary of yours. Can you tell us what this film is about? You tell him a little bit already, but what is this film that we get to share here in Dunedin?
Well, this film is about like before Mifala Voyage in Kamlo Honyara for being that is one one soul water message. We want to take a background story of what is a tepuke. It's not only just a canoe. It's something like it brings people together. It unites people together. That's the introduction Mifala tried to start off with that video. And who is doing this? Who is playing their parts on building the tepuke? Like for a woman, you need to cook for the men, for the children. You need to go and get a seaweed and come and paint the canoe. And where did we build this canoe? From Tamako. See, these are the kind of background information before Mifala actually sails. So this filming is about how do we build the tepuke, who is involved. And Mifala must understanding like before you voyage out, we need to do a departure protocol. So Mifala just go and sail because those kind of small something like the departure protocol, you must do it properly. We don't want to make anyone in the community angry or disagree because we are going to voyage. You are voyaging to an open ocean. You can be dead or alive. So these are the kind of something where Mifala needs to introduce in all of film, yeah? Before Mifala actually voyage and bring that one sort of a message to the Pacific leaders.
Yeah, and so what now inspired him this for voyage and then the film following where you're capturing, you know, bring the One Soul Water message, Golo Honiara, for the Pacific Island Forum leaders meeting. What now inspired him this voyage?
Well, what time if I've been meet with them other Pacific Voyage Society, Lo July, Lo Suva, Utonyalo him like come for bring another one solar message. Issue here also Utonyalo him not authentic. Him by no stand out. So we want to use a tepuke because I'm very authentic and him by bring him not attention the world. How do the people in also near settle the island? And this is one part of him not the tepuke. How Mifala is him not authentic traditional canoe, you may settle in the Pacific. So tepuke him by stand out for me, bring him up that message to our leaders.
And next question is really about this revival of traditional navigation and canoe building that has taken place. Why is it so important for doing this, you know, the traditional way?
The most important something, we don't want to lose that culture. We want to keep it our identity. Secondly, with the issue of climate change, we want to go back to the old ways. And using this tepuke for providing our transportation of Mifala. Mifala outlying islands where Mifala thing was modern ships, outboard motor, him by help for improving the transport of Mifala, but it's not happening. Fuel is very expensive. It's a canoe or something, just like engine and rainbow and very expensive for them. So why don't we go back to the always? Tepuke I'm not always for Mifala. For Mifala reviving, then use him ocean transport. And since this Mifala in Thailand trading him loose, Mifala like use him for promoting eco-culture tourism for places for Mifala.
Incredible. And I'm sure, you know, we're hearing some of these great things about this revival, but surely you must have faced stuck a challenge in the lead up to this voyage, and even now after or following the Pacific Island Forum leaders meeting. Can you share with us some of the challenges that the Vakatamoko project currently face or faced prior to this voyage or even during this voyage?
To be honest, most problem we are facing now is funding. For me, we come to this voyage, and this year, so in fact, we follow finding support the last minute. Time to book on the way, not transport our passport and come. That's our biggest problem. And the other problem is to do with the climate change. We have a lot of traditional knowledge, but we have seen that changes lower the pattern. So, time to book him come, we name supposed to be a good win for boys come on here, no more. We name stop, him become, him come, him start for change. Which is, we were not expecting for him change. We were expecting by win him change in November from west position come down the east. But well, along the way, the Puka and Fesimna that come see, win him start all about, which is, we were not expecting. So it's quite a challenging for us. So we have to raise fund for innovating, not the Puka. Maybe we will like mountain engine lamb. Maybe win sell him by changing. Instead for sell down with or same tepuka himself doing, we will like sell up low win too, up win. So we will changing for me become very resilient for addressing the issue of climate change.
And how long did it take that voyage from Tamako Golo Honiara?
Well, low actual record, tepuka him leave low Tamako number 31. Then, law number one or number two, I'm leaving later. Then, number eight, number seven, I'm arriving law Onyara. If the wind is favorable, me fella expect him 3 or 4 days and I'm arriving law Onyara instead of 8 days.
So, lots of unexpected challenges along the way during that voyage. And you mentioned the need for more resourcing or funding to help support this meaningful work. What can we do as Solomon Islanders, Pacific Islanders living, as diaspora, living outside of these places that we call home? How can we support projects like the Waka Taumako project?
Well, because this ancient voyaging where Mifala Tamako, Mifala still keeping, and very authentic. And the only way where Mifala said keeping people for interest for learning voyaging, yeah. They need money for their school fee. They need money to help their community to support him family blocketa. Because Tepuga, like me story before, him something where Mifala said, take him come selling, take him come raise for the money, pick, or something on another island for come sell him. No, community is part of building up our wealth, our status. If you are what we call Teariki or Tealiki or Tamako, that doesn't happen anymore. So, in order to safeguard this voyaging, Mifala need him support for helping with the crew where have come. Like now, you come to Honara, you have to wait for another season to voyage by. You need money to support your children at home. You need money to for the crew to help their children school fee, kind of thing. So, I'm very important that we need money to support those kind of projects. So now we're like 5 gram tepuke. We're like new selling for 5 gram tepuke. And for paying a new sale or for paying the engine for mounting the tepuke. So these are the kind of needs and people like him. Oh, Mifala must build him a resilient or see what he can do for voyage or keep him natural culture alive.
It sounds it's very important work that you're doing. And what are the future plans now for the Te Puke? Is it still in Honiara or him voyage go back finish?
Well, now at the moment Te Puke him Honiara and when I say time we find him selling for boys come, I know that Mivala Bai got a problem for sell bike because we don't have the funding to continue with a voyaging bike. So the Puka MC staff Honiara, we want to raise some funds to fire by the canoe, mount him engine, maybe pay him sell, or find him a synthetic cell, for putum and modify na sell how best mifals are sell up in them. So we are trying to raise funds for that. And the other program is we might want to think about is to there is the Melanesian Arts Festival whereby I'm happening now, Lo Fiji next year. One possibility is we can put a tepuke on, which we have never sell out from our own region. So we might put a tepuke on a container, yeah, and put sell up. Maybe put them go somewhere around Lo Fiji, maybe Lo Rotuma or Lo Lautoka. Then we voyage to Suva for participate in the Melanesian Arts Festival for about the whole next year. And then from there, we might plan to shift it to New Caledonia or Vanuatu. Then we voyage to New Caledonia for participate in the Festival of Pacific Arts, Lo 2028. So these are the plans that Mifala, the Micronesian group, where Mifala still building now. Our tepuka using traditional material. You know, some utonyalo or titoki kanulo New Zealand water kanulo water or build nimlan or fiber. If I no more am authentic, we'll build a local material. So we have to, what upcoming plan, we will have to look in when what name safe for the problem. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the plans that we are mentioning. And the other big plan, we look like him. No, same. If I wait him, this will outcome law. COP 21, when about Holem, if what Holem was to there, if I collaborate too with him, other Pacific Island voyaging group, or even bringing that message goal of the world leaders law, the COP 21, if what Holem, not Australia.
That's right. And that's the COP that's going to be in our region. How many people are in this? Or how many people makes up the crew of the tepuke?
Well, it's a very very interesting question because tepuke, low size player, man, it can carry more than six people. Mm. With the size of the tepuke, I'm now, I'm carrying number six. Mm. Unfortunately, time for like boys come along, yara. For sub 13 for a crew, not like boys come along. So, I'm an issue on the first day. Where crew have more than what not the poor is loading, so Mivala no make it on number 27 August for sale come to Santa Cruz. So Mivala had to, but local problem, Mivala, you cannot say you drop off. Mm-hmm. No, this is not good. Him, but no much good. Not lo part of the pre departure protocol. Mm-hmm. You have to make him anyone disagree. So what Mivala doing? Mivala bring him come lo OBM come lo later. Then we will negotiate with them Utonyalo for bringing some of the crew from Vala. Come to Utonyalo, then six of the crew will come to Tepuke eventually.
And that's just, you know, the crew that's on the Tepuke. How many people were involved in the building and the construction and all of the protocol before the voyage? I'm sure more than 13.
Yes, like I say, it's building the tepuke is something that can bring some people together. So even you from another tribe or Tamaku, but you come for building the tepuke, because you have to bring in your special skills. So Tamaku this time more than 500 people on the island. So each one brings their own expertise to come for building the tepuke.
Incredible. Thank you so much for sharing with us the vision behind this Bakatamako project, the tepuke that recently voyaged to Honiara for the Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting. Before we finish today, is there any final messages that you would like to share for the listeners during this Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week?
Me like him give me opportunity lo Paramount Chief Mvala since I'm here for any something I'm lecturing.
The lecture now, I did law. Question we asked him, Doctor, why now you like me, why we took a building? Me like putting come another explanation, also. Me follow born come, me follow looking at the book there. From 1979 to 1918, me follow looking, some of them me follow that time, me one follow. And from Sakawagi Santamapia, also looking. But Chorelen is a little heaven. That's what I kept you getting, no big little ancestors. Hemsela, go go Kasim Hawaii. Then him return come back. Second round, him go for everyone. Him losing it. So me fall sour story, me fall hear him. But what not to put it? Him look like what? Him look how? And now what for the intention? Things were well. You want to pray for revival. For young generation this time, oh, who never come out there? I think that I know you like helping me to that. Okay, come for joining go come what? Some little message blow, me little speaker. Me say, you want to go down? You follow Waka? What was that come here? Or some come news? Or message? For leaders to pursue? Or slow war as a whole? It's about climate change, yeah. MQ1, we've got a question now. But what we tell them about there, the speed blow me, yeah, stand him for too much, not this time. He knew also before. Two, we say, then moon, him no bright also before. Then, other coral of four, then die out now. So, him now,
and Cyclone him strong in the beach.
Wagar Tepuga and Eton Yalo, don't come message ya. And this time, if any low depression or cyclone, him be on or some before. I mean, I've facing cyclone before, but him not too much of him. But this time, him too much now. Los cyclone problem of 2015, one fall a mighty bottom, a little of sight beside the house to blow me. Him pull out, come down. And then from that time, come to some this time, yeah, I think maybe had 10, 15 centimeters from outside sea, and to go up to some house bloom. And everywhere also now, the island blooming, let me talk about. So climate change, so what him costing there. See, MDD cup, sun him hot, moon him no bright also before. Then other coral die. So question blow me, no speed blow me. So what am I for doing? For helping me for other leader blow me, no speed. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Paramount Chief Nolhatu. Him give me goosebumps for hearing what stories blew you, especially this for importance of the revival of the Te Puke and what it means now for the future generations blew you me. And the challenges of climate change that are faced on the ground, low place blue you in Solomon Islands as a whole and in the Pacific too. This has been a timely reminder for not just our listeners, but other leaders blue you me. Now that time you me story today, the COP is actually happening in Brazil, where other leaders blue you me go for story more about what they can do and negotiate for the places you may call him home. Thank you, Thomas, for sharing what the story blew you, what the insight, and the meaningful work that you follow doing on the ground for helping revival lo culture, blew you me lo Solomon, especially lo places you follow call him home. Very important, Thomas, especially lo here, lo Aotearoa, New Zealand. We are calling this the Solomon Islands Pidgin Langus Week, but you may save lo Solomon, you may got him staka langus, staka different culture, you may diverse for good. And him, bara nice to mas for herem, the cultures that you belong to, and the revival of it. And I hope that it inspires many other young Pacific people to be interested, not just in this project that you follow, are currently undertaking, but in knowing more about the cultures that they belong to as well. Me fala bara lake Thomas for garim screening blo Te Puke here in Dunedin on Monday, the 24th of November at the Tuhura Otago Museum Barclay Theatre at 2 p.m. Please come and join us for the special screening of the Te Puke documentary. Happy Solomon Islands Pidgin Langus Week, and thank you to us again, Dr. Simon Salupuka, Chief Noel Hatu, and Dixon, one of the crew members of the Te Puke and the Wakatamako Project Solomon Islands.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.